Research finds that about half of us make New Year's resolutions, and the majority of those involve health goals like weight loss and exercise. And it says right now, at about day three of the new year, many of us are probably having a hard time keeping those resolutions. We've asked Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog, to join us to talk about this. Welcome, Carrie. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. And indeed, personally, whenever I've tried to diet, right around now, day three is when I usually blow it.
So how do we not blow it? What does the research say?
Well, first of all, the big picture. There's this whole evolving science about behavior change. And in particular, there's a trendy acronym for setting goals, for how you should set goals. And it's SMART, S-M-A-R-T. It suggests that your goals should be S for specific, M for measurable, A for action-oriented or achievable, R for realistic, and T for time sensitive.
So you don't say I'm going to exercise more. You say I'm going to exercise maybe three times a week. Walk Monday, yoga Wednesday, bike on Friday.
Right. And you're supposed to choose goals that you're really confident that you can reach. And what's really important is you don't want to overreach. That's something I learned from Dr. Eddie Phillips. He's the director of the Institute of Lifestyle Medicine at Harvard Medical School.
And your co-host on the exercise podcast that we launched last year, the magic pill.
That's right. Here is Dr. Phillips. He's talking about the importance of setting smaller milestones to start, and then you can ask yourself, what's next?
People hear I should exercise, and they think marathon. Mm-hmm. And I say, not yet. Keep that big, audacious goal, but let's talk about the smallest change you could make that we're going to give you credit for, and by tomorrow you'll say, wow, I did that. It may be 500 steps at the end of the day, take you about 5 minutes, but you set the goal and you achieved it.
And Carrie, you recently wrote on Common Health that working on the magic pill was something like a conversion experience for you.
Yeah, it really was. I wrote this post that I headlined, Sex, Chocolate, and Exercise, the Wonderful News About Fitness in 2016. And basically, it was about some cutting-edge research on how to motivate yourself to exercise. And it suggests that the key is to shift your mindset from thinking about exercise as a chore or a pain to seeing it as a treat or even a joy.
Well, seems like common sense. If you hate it, you probably won't do it.
Right. And you won't do it if you feel like you're supposed to do it and only in a certain way. So fitness motivation expert Michelle Seeger talks about how many of us have been taught to exercise only in a very prescriptive way and how that thinking is not always the best approach.
Now, sidestep over to another topic. Imagine how people would feel about sex if they were prescribed how to do it. Get in this position, breathe at this, you know, rate. I mean, think about it. It would turn even something as glorious as sex into a chore.
So that's the sex that I wrote in the headline. And the chocolate is Dr. Phillips' idea that we can respond to exercise the same way we respond to, let's say, sweets at a holiday party.
You're losing me there.
Yeah, okay. Because Michelle Seeger talks about how one of the biggest motivators for people to exercise is that we want the immediate emotional response it brings. Like we think it will make us feel good, fast, like yum, like chocolate. And we want that.
Another question, though. Lisa Feldman Barrett, a neuroscientist at Northeastern, writes in the New York Times this week that if you want to become a so-called super ager, someone whose mind is sharp, into old age, you need to work very hard at mental tests. Uncomfortable. You have to get uncomfortable. Not crossword puzzles, but really tough mental challenges to exercise that brain muscle.
Right. She says because when you perform difficult tasks, whether they're mental or physical, you're keeping certain key regions of your brain healthy. Yes. But of course, the challenge is that if something's hard, it's like hard, it's unpleasant. And Feldman Barrett says you have to expend effort at least until you hit the point of some yuck.
And that doesn't sound like chocolate to me.
It's not chocolate. But here's another thing I learned doing the magic pill, that vigorous exercise is great and maybe it's an acquired taste. But when it comes to physical activity, everything counts. Every set of stairs, every push-up, it's just about all good for your health. It's all good.
Well, Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health blog and the Magic Pill podcast. You can find both of those at our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Deb.
Stay with us. Coming up, U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.